This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Immigration rights advocates held a rally at the state capitol yesterday. They're calling for more transparency regarding the case of tuberculosis at an Aurora Immigration Detention Center. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Groups issued their own public health order demanding cooperation from ICE and a detention center contractor in investigating an active case of tuberculosis at the facility. Activist Andrea Loya, who leads Casa de Paz, says she hopes their rally prompts the state to do more.
The true form of solidarity is to actually issue a public health order.
She's heard from detainees there are more TB cases at the facility, something ICE has denied. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's e-bike rebate program is back. Eligible Coloradans could receive up to $1,000 towards the purchase of an e-bike. Applications for the rebate will be open at the end of this month. State officials say they're intended to make e-bikes more affordable and to encourage alternatives to driving. Communities that rely on tourism are trying to squeeze what they still can out of a summer impacted by wildfires and smoke. Outside Leadville, the Willow Fire has been burning since late June. Visitation there dropped about 30% last month. Nancy Bailey owns Leadville Exchange, a consignment shop on the main avenue.
Beyond the structural injury to the community, the economic injury is something that I think needs more attention.
Across dozens of resort towns in the Mountain West, early data from travel company Intopia shows July numbers were mostly flat compared to last year. Monsoon moisture tomorrow through Saturday will bring heavy rain and storms to parts of the state with an increased risk of flash flooding, especially on fire burn scars. It's 2:06. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.